Good morning and welcome to Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. Did you miss me? It's been, a couple of months since I've recorded one of these. Actually, even longer ago than that, for all through Lent, we did those daily videos. So it's been a long time since I have come to you with a Hump Day Hallelujah. Grateful for all the voices that we heard these last 7 weeks during the season of Easter as people shared how God's story has impacted their story. And not only was I not on Hump Day Hallelujah for these last 7 weeks, I was actually on vacation these last 2 weeks. So I have missed you in worship and around church. Today is my first day back, and I'm exhausted. But it is good to be back. While we were away, among the things we did was we gathered with family. The first weekend we were gone, we went to Alabama and spent time with Robin's family. And I think I had mentioned we participated in a memorial fun run, raising money for cycling awareness and safety in memory of Robin's uncle. Something that Robin's dad had wanted to be able to do, but was never well enough to do and passed himself before he was able to participate in it. And then this last weekend, my family, side of the family, gathered for something more joyous, for the wedding of one of my nieces. And in both instances, it was good to be gathered together with family, to reconnect, to tell old stories, to create new memories, just to enjoy one another's company. After the wedding on Saturday, my oldest brother's daughter, our family, and my younger brother's family went out to ice cream at 11 o'clock at night. I wouldn't advise it every night, but it was sort of fun to kind of make a late night trip to Leatherby's. And it was just good to be together and to reminisce. And it got me thinking about a summer I took a preaching class and with my buddy Phil in seminary. And he preached on a text from Psalm 133 that talks about being gathered. And so let me share that text with you this morning. How very good and pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity. It's like the precious oil on the head running down upon the beard, on the beard of Aaron, running down over his collar and his robes. It's like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord ordained his blessing, life evermore. The psalmist describes being living together, being together in unity, something we talk about a lot here at Ascension, as being like this abundance of oil running down, this oil of anointing running over down the beard and over the collar of Aaron, just lavish, a lot of it, and like the dew running down on Hermon, Mount Hermon, bringing water to an arid region. When we are in unity, in unity specifically as the church, in unity in Christ, when we are gathered together, there is an abundance. And I look forward to being gathered together with you this Sunday again in worship. For I have missed you, even if you didn't miss me, not only on Wednesdays, but in worship as well. So I look forward to seeing you this Sunday as we gather for Holy Trinity Sunday. As they say, the good Lord willing and the creek don't rise, I plan to be here preaching and presiding and worshiping the risen Christ together. For it is indeed good when we live together, when we gather together in unity. Have a great day.